You may be seated. Open your Bibles real quickly to the book of Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Psalms 139, verse 1. Praise God. It says, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it. This is a song by David, and it's not just a straight-out song, but it is a song of meditation. David is meditating upon God, about himself. And it's all about being delivered from yourself. David is saying here, he's saying, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. You know, sometimes you just begin to meditate upon God, and I know I do it a lot of time. I ask God, I just start meditating. I say, God, I know you know this, but I just got to say it anyway. I know you know all about this. I know you knew my thoughts before this came to my mind, but it just got to my mind, so I'm going to let you know, God, that I know about it now. But you already knew about it before it fell upon my lips. But I'm just going to meditate upon you right now, God. I know you, David said, I know you understand me. I know you know about my thoughts, my lying down, my getting up. You know my next step, glory to God. You know when my blood is going to flow right and when it's not going to flow right. You know all about me. And then David began to give God some affirmation. He said, I praise you. I thank you for knowing all about me. It don't make any difference how much God know about you. David was telling God, I'm so glad that you know this. I'm so glad that you got your hand up on my life. Because all of the hell that I've been through in the past, you could have just wiped me out. Like Pastor was preaching this morning, he was talking about those stress tests. You go, I never had one, but you go and they put you on that treadmill and they put you through a lot. I heard it. When people come back and talk about it, they say it is something else. But every one of us in here have been through and had a stress test. And guess what? Tomorrow you're going to have another stress test. You're going to have something before you lay down. The only difference is that the one he was talking about was monitored by a doctor or a technician. But the ones that we go through every day, how many go through some prayer? You are pressed down, shaking together, running over, people talking about you and all this stuff, you know. And you can't hardly make it. Why? That's stress. The one that he was talking about, the one that the doctor monitor, is that they got it set up where you can't overdo it. They got it set up where you can't do too much. They got it set up, and they want you to do the exact amount of on that, especially on that treadmill. Why? Because they're going to evaluate you in the end about your heart. Let me tell you something. If that don't give you a heart attack, the stress that you go through that's not monitored by the doctor, but it's monitored by God and the heavenly hosts, and you haven't had a heart attack yet, glory to God. Don't worry about those things that are around you. Don't worry about the hardship and the heartache. The Bible says in the first Psalm, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who is he talking about? Self. That's, do not stand in the way of the sinners. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful. He's talking about being delivered from self. We are our biggest enemy. I can understand what David was talking about. David said, Lord, thou hast searched me. In other words, he done searched you so much and searched us so much. He knows all the secrets. Some of them secrets, you know, and I call them secrets because those are the ones we want to hide in the back room. Those are our treasures. So when somebody flare up in my face, I'm going to go get me one of my treasures. And we're going to come face to face. But that's not what God is talking about. God said, I search your ways. God is telling us it's not past finding out. He searched us. He know our ways. Searched and known me. That means God understand you. Sometimes I don't understand myself. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I don't understand myself. Sometimes I have to laugh. I say, God, I know. I say, but I just couldn't help it. Some things I don't understand, God. But they that meditate upon God, back to that first Psalms where it says, the law, but his delight is in the law of God. And in that law, does he meditate day and night? In other words, in that instruction, does he continuously seek for guidance, continuously seek for a way, continuously seek to hold down the old nature? When you get lost in God, you lose the old nature for a moment, but he's still there. David just got lost. He said, God, he said, you know, he just praising God. God, you know my down setting. You know my uprising. And otherwise, you know what everything I do. You know when I move. You know when I don't move. What a mighty God. That ought to be enough for us to praise God continuously. To keep God before us continuously. That's what we got to do. It ain't mean every word that come out of your mouth got to be praise and all of this stuff. But in the midst of your circumstances, your situation, then when you have a need, it will be there. Thou knowest my down city, mine upright. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my line down. You know what God do? He just... You know, people will scrutinize you, check you out, see how much do you know. They might know your job title and all this stuff. Your employer will check you out, see how much do you know. See how you are able to perform your duty even in the hard times. Check you out to see, can you stand his bickering and stand in his coming against you and all this stuff. See, will you be able to do your job or lose your attitude? We are monitored by the word of God. We are guided by the word of God. We are led by the word of God. There's nothing in you and I that God does not know about. God already knew it before he started creating the heavens and the earth. He knew your name. He knew your earthly name. He knew that you someday, that you're going to come forth out of that darkness because he's going to call you forth and you're going to become his son. The Bible said we are saved by grace. We are saved. We are being saved. And we shall be saved. We're in that second one, that middle one right now. We're being saved. That's every day. I don't know about you, but I got saved today. Thank God. That's what David's talking about. I got saved today. So I'm going to praise you, God. You knew I was going to make a mistake before I made the mistake. You know I was going to be angry. You know I was going to be upset. Glory to God. You know the first little thing come along was going to aggravate me. See, a lot of people are aggravated by a little bit of stuff. Don't matter a hill of beans. Ain't got no life in it. That's where they come, to aggravate you, to take your life away from you, to get your mind off of Christ. But they that keep their mind stayed up on him shall have perfect peace. Why? Because their mind is stayed on him. Because their walk is stayed on him. Because their ways is stayed on him. Because they know that God knows even the things in our life that we don't even know. And what I like about God, he just go back in there and just mess up them treasures. All that secret stuff in there, he just go in there, just clean it up. Holy Ghost go in there with a wind and just blow it all out. So that you can be emptied out, so that God can take precedence in your life. Glory to God. See, that compassing my path and my line down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Talking about God. God is acquainted with all my ways. I think I got some secrets, but he know about them. And let me tell you something. God will let you go just so long, and then he'll start telling you about your secrets. Glory. I don't like it when he do that. Because that only mean one thing. I got to get rid of it right now. Glory to God. Acquainted with him. That means I'm well known. You know, a lot of people want to be well known in the world. You know, I want to be well known by God. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to me, but when I got saved in the power of his salvation, I got saved. But I found out something else, that I still had acquaintance with that old nature. And I had to find out that I still need to be delivered from myself. So that means that I got to be saved every day from myself. Because I can get to the point where not only would I kill myself, but I lose my first love. Glory to God. And I can slip out of that. Why? Because I don't want God to deliver me. I don't want him to save me right now. And so if I keep on that way, sooner or later, I'm going to slip out of that first encounter with God called salvation. And then I'm going to be back into that darkness where that light came and got me out in the beginning and picked me up and shook me and breathed me off and called me his child and told me to run on and told me to be happy and told me to smile and told me to praise his name and told me to glorify his name, told me to attend church, told me to fall on my knees and pray, told me to call on his name and he'll answer me and show me great and mighty things that I know not of. He said, David said, for there is not, verse 4, there is not a word in my tongue. He said, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it already. Before it even hits my mind. It ain't got to my tongue yet, that unruly member. See, it got to come from somewhere else first. It's got to activate the tongue. Before it even come into my mind, to my thinking, to my human nature, to my human way, God already know about it. God already know how many words we're going to say before we lay down tonight. He already know how much we're going to talk tomorrow if he spare our lives and let us live. He already know what we're going to encounter tomorrow. He already know the conflicts that's going to come our way tomorrow. We don't even know that God told us to take no thought for tomorrow, but to take thought for right now, glory to God, because right now we need to be saved. Right now we need to be delivered. Right now we need to be strengthened. Right now we need to be lifted up. Glory to God, so that God can continue to be our God and God can continue to be our Father. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. He said, I know it's it all together. Good God Almighty. I know it all together. What a mighty God. See, you don't have to worry about nobody. I'm so glad God kept, don't let us read each other's minds. I'd have been screaming, God, take me home. I got enough problem. Listen to this one. Amen. And sometime I'm going to tell you like it is. Sometime I be riding, I tell it to shut up. Who do you think you are? Shut up. I'm a child of the Most High God. And you know that dude, he'll speak out loud. He'll try to out-talk you and overpower you with his words. But I learned how to be stubborn. Glory to God. And when he talked, I tell him to shut up. And I start praising God. See, that's what David is doing. David's getting caught up, glory to God. He start praising God. He start telling God, God, you know this about me. God, you know that, God. God, I'm wonderfully made, but only by you, God. God, I'm strong only because of you, God. God, I'm walking only because of you. He began to tell God these things. And when you begin to tell God and commune with God in that fashion, then the old nature can't do nothing but sit down and wait for its turn to come again, glory to God. But the next time it come around, all you got to do is continue. That's what it's saying in Psalm 1. Continue in the instructions. Meditate therein day and night. Joshua said, when you do these things, then you shall make your way prosper, and then you shall have good success. Amen. People are just whining, you know. Most of the conflicts we get in, some of them, not all of them, we cause them. And then when we get in it, we cry like milk babies. And we're not on any milk. We're on the meat of the word. The meat of the word said, call upon me. Use my name. Use my authority. Walk in my ways. Stay holy before me. Stay clean before me. See, that's the greatest fight we got on our hands. If I take care of me, I ain't got time to worry about nobody else. I'm telling you the truth. I ain't got time to worry about nobody else. Sometimes I get so mad at myself, at that old nature. And I'll be driving now. I don't care who see me. I'll be driving, talking to myself. So what? The infidel talk to himself. Drug addict talk to himself. Want to drink that alcohol, talk to himself. So I got a right. I'm going to talk to myself. But I'm not by myself. Me and the Father, we are engaged in a couple. Oh, glory to God. We are engaged in a conversation, glory to God, and it's only between two, glory to God, and that third one got to take a seat, glory to God, till I and the Father get through. That's what you got to tell that old nature. You got to take a seat because you and the Father is having a conversation, and this conversation is holy, glory to God. This conversation is private, glory to God. This conversation is just between us two, glory to God, and you got to sit down and take a back seat, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand up on me, behind and before. Meaning that God know your every direction. He knows your movements. He knows your innermost being. He know what you're thinking right now. Glad I don't. He said, behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Thank God. See, David is telling him, I'm so glad that I know you. You telling me about myself that I already know, so I'm just letting you know that I do know it. He said, but I'm so glad that you know this. I'm so glad that you keeping your hand up on my life. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God has got his hand up on me. Glory to God. I encountered that first encounter with God. I went to a meeting one night, and my soul got happy. Glory to God. And God let me just enjoy that deliverance for a little while. And then he brought me back down to earth. And I find out, glory to God, I was standing in the same mess that he delivered me out by his salvation. But God said, I will deliver you out of all of your troubles. Glory to God. He didn't say just the one thing, but he had delivered me out of all of my trouble, and especially myself. I heard somebody say one time, it wouldn't take nothing for me to go back into the world. I want to tell him, you already in the world. You ain't got to go back nowhere. You already here. What you need to do is try to get out of here the right way. You want to be caught up in the end and be in the world. He said he's going to cast it all, what, into the lake of fire? I don't want to be in that part. I want to be sitting around the throne. Yes, yes. Oh, God, I remember when you chastised me. God, I remember when you set me down. God, I remember when you saved me from that accident. Although I still had an accident, God, you didn't let me die in it. God, I remember, glory to God. And I just want to praise God. Thank you, Lord God. I made it in, glory to God. I made it over. Why? Because you kept your hand up on me, glory to God. You knew my whereabouts all the time. You knew my going out and my coming in. You knew my downset and my uprising. Why? Because you have made me. You searched my heart and you knew I was going to make it in. Oh, God, I'm so glad that you knew this, glory to God. I'm so happy, glory to God, to be at home at last, glory to God. I'm no longer fighting this good fight of faith. I have come to the conclusion, glory to God, that it's over. Hallelujah. And I'm home with the Father. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking to visit my home, glory to God, a home that I have never seen before. But they tell me it's good, glory to God. They tell me it's beautiful, glory to God. I'm looking forward to visiting that home forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory. Thou hast beset me behind it for such knowledge. David says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain unto it. In other words, he's saying it's so rich. It's so strong. It's so pure. I can't attain it with my mental or my physical mind. He said it's too much for this, Lord. So I'm just going to let go and let you have your way. See, that's what we got to do. We got to let go and let God have his way. Too many Christians are trying to do that self-deliverance. You can't deliver yourself. Ain't got enough power. You ain't got enough patience. You ever seen anybody? We ain't got enough patience to deliver ourselves. I get angry. That's why I get angry. I ain't got enough patience to deliver myself. God, this in your hand. You do what you want to do, because it's going to be all right. He said, such knowledge. He said, whether shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? In other words, where can I go? Everywhere I walk, God is there. Everything I see, God is there. Although he is invisible, I don't see him, but I know him in the power of his salvation. I know that life that God has given me, that life that affects me inwardly and outwardly. That manifestation, that Zoe life that come down from the Father unto the lowest vegetable. That life in all its manifestations. You know what? We got all of that in us. That life that is active, that life that is living, that life that is righteous, that life that is strong, that life that knows their name, glory to God. When I get to heaven, I ain't going to be Fletcher. I'm just using it down here. That's for Uncle Sam. That ain't for me. Glory to God. He got numbers and all that stuff on me. That's all right. But I got another number. I got another name. And see, when I get there, he ain't going to be able to take no Social Security no more. He ain't going to be able to spy on me no more. He ain't going to be able to tap my phone anymore. See, we're going to be out of this stuff. That's what David is looking for. We're going to be out of this stuff. I ain't going to be no more of this stress thing. Glory to God. We're going to have that what? Perfect peace. We're going to have that perfect joy. That's what we got to look forward to. Forget about our, Paul said, forget about those things behind. Forget about all that mess that you've been through. Keep your mind. Press on toward God. Because guess what? Tomorrow, it's going to be another test. The next moment is going to be another test. So you got to press on. Because if God brought you through all that other mess, surely he's going to bring you through this. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God ain't going to let you down. I ain't read nowhere in the Bible where he ever let anybody die. But I did read where he chastised a whole lot of folk. He disciplined a whole lot of folks, and guess what? He's still doing that. He's still disciplining me. Glory to God. So I ain't going to be like Pastor Gardner said, I ain't going to be like Elijah. I'm not the only one he's chastising. I'm just glad he's doing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, when I go from thy spirit, that invisible force that may be exerted in various forms, divers ways and other various forms, inwardly and outwardly, outwardly it manifests itself. You say, well, if you're in a whole lot of trouble and the invisible God living on the end of you, how is you going to see the manifestation? The Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord dwells on the inside of us. I may not can see him, but that glory that covers you, that countenance has changed. That's the manifestation. That inward, invisible force of God on the inside of us will cause your countenance to change, will change your talk, will change your walk, will change your attitude. That's the manifestation. Then it becomes real and visible, and you can feel it, and you can know it. And that's what David is doing. David, he don't stop. He said, I know this. I'm wonderfully made. So let me take a little time out. I got to rejoice. I got to thank you for doing all of these things. I got to thank you for keeping me. I got to thank you for knowing all about me. I got to thank you for taking these secret things out of my life and all of this hidden treasure, glory to God, that's not going to make me rich, glory to God, and put in the treasure, glory to God, that you want to be on the inside. The treasure that brings forth fruit and much fruit and more fruit in my life. Hallelujah. Invisible God. He said, how can I, what is it I go from the spirit, your spirit, or from your presence, from your face, God? You see me? Listen, God know your next move. You know something? And when I begin to think on things like that, it frightens me, Pastor. It frightens me. Thank God for that, because it keeps me out of the mess. And I get frightened. But let me tell you something. There's not a moment's rest in the old nature. Soon as you think you're all right, that dude is working. Matter of fact, he never stops working. He's plotting and plotting. He's got schemes. He's got blueprints on you. He got traps set up for you. He is saying to himself, or he thinks he's so smart because he's praising God. I'm going to show him that I'm still alive and doing well. Ooh, that dude is a mess. David said, I got to be delivered from self. Paul said, I saw another law in my members. I got to be delivered. He said, the only thing that can deliver me from this is God. That's the only thing that can deliver you and I from self is God. I can't do it. No matter how many prayers I send up for you, you got to make up your mind you want to be right. Amen. Okay, how much I pray for you or you pray for me, I got to still answer to God for my own self. So I'm working on God, deliver me from self. Help me to praise you when I don't feel like praising you. Help me to rise to the occasion, glory to God, when people put me down. See, our biggest problem is people. We so concerned about what folks are going to say. Well, they got a mouth. They're supposed to talk. You got a mouth too. You can talk too. But you ain't got to be saying the same thing they're saying. Glory to God. I refuse to talk like the world. I refuse to talk like somebody else. Even if they're talking good, I got to learn how to talk good for myself. Because what they're talking good might not be enough to help me. So I got to learn. I got to seek the Father's face. I got to look into this holy book. I got to ask the Holy Ghost to reveal it unto me so that I can understand it. And when you understand it, that's when you are comfortable. And like the pastor said, that's when you're saved. My God. He said, if I take wings of the morning, no matter how great the storm is, God is in the storms with you. No matter how great the tornado might be, God is in the tornado with you. Doesn't make any difference. The great hurricane come along. God said, I'll give you wings like the morning. I'll cause you to rise above any occasion in your life. All of those things that's been holding you down, God said, I'll cause them to loose so that you can go free. All those things that have been compassing around about you, pressing on you, scrutinizing you, talking about you. And see, you ain't got to wait on Sister So-and-so to talk about you. And if you are a man like I am, then he ain't no brother. He once was right, but he ain't right. But he going to start talking about you. You ain't got to worry about nobody else talking about you. You got enough mess in you. Amen. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm finding out some stuff about me. I'm scrutinizing. I ain't telling my wife. Or she'll be on me, worrying. I don't need no worry. Glory to God. It ain't bad, you know. Just some little silly stuff that you got to work out with God. Glory to God. You got to work it out with God. See, if I tell her, she's going to try to help me. And then I'm going to get frustrated. And then it's going to be... Let me move on here. Glory to God. I'm about to get in some mess. Verse 13 is about... Thou hast passed my reign. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. In other words, God knew you and I before we was even formed. Before we even took substance. We didn't even look like nothing. We just was a ball of about to be flesh. He knew you even before you got to that form. Even before the two seeds came together. And brought forth that life. that's ordained by God. He's the only one that can give life. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. You know how David put that? He said, your works is marvelous, Lord, not mine. That's why he said, let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you, because it's marvelous. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Well, I already know right from wrong, I think, until you get into this word. Then you'll find out some that you don't know so much about right and wrong. God will start telling you more about stuff you're doing wrong than right. You might have been praying and laid hands on somebody and they got delivered and set free, got healed, but God gonna still let you know about the wrong. See, because that side of the scale, he got to clean off and shouldn't be anything there. It's got to be a oneness. God has got to be over here and God has got to be on that side of the scale and it balance out. That's why he got to save us every day. The Bible said we are saved, we are being saved, and we shall be saved. But we got to be saved now so that we shall be saved later on. I'm closing. Go over to Hebrews chapter 12 where the pastor was at. I just want to use one verse. Verse number 9. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our own flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? I gave my father reverence, not that I wanted to, but I better had. All the time, even when I was in trouble, when he chastised me, I better give him reverence. I know my cousin used to talk back to my grandfather. That's why he got his lips swollen up all the time, because he didn't give him reverence. You created the mess. But let me tell you something. Them folks respect reverence. If you didn't give it to them, they're going to beat it out of you. It says, furthermore, we had these kind of fathers of the flesh. He says, shouldn't we be subjected unto the Father of the Spirit and live? Shouldn't we give God reverence, who know all about us, who know our down line and our upraising? He knows us when we get in our bed, and he knows us when we go to work. He know you when you're on that cell phone. And he need to really send a deliverance on that. And them folks will be talking on that cell phone, man. That's why I told God, I said, I'm so glad you're saving me today. This one on this cell phone. They got the cell phone cocked up on the neck. They don't see you over here, and they coming over there where you are. I'm blowing my horn. They ain't heard nothing. Because they're on the cell phone. I said, help me, God, because I feel like if we get to the next light and it's red, I'm jumping ship. Glory to God. I mean, that's just how angry you get sometimes. But if you keep your mind stayed up on God, God will never, ever let you do that. He will always check you and tell you that's not the right path. He will always check you and tell you that's not the strength that I want you to have. He will always check you and say, that's not the kind of faith I'm talking about. I'm talking about life in all of its manifestation. That life that I gave you. Praise God. Come on and give God some praise. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes we want to put our foot in our mouths, but God don't want us to do that. God wants us to live holy. Like Pastor Gardner would say, it's hard to do that. It's hard to live righteous. I want to see the man who think it's easy. I want to talk to the one who think it's easy, because see, he ain't got no business being here. If he ain't got no business being here, he can tell me how to get out of here. But I know better than that. The only one can tell me how to get out of here is Jesus. So that's the one I'm going to look after. I can't see him, but I can feel him. Glory to God. He woke me up this morning. He didn't touch me on my shoulder, but he quickened my spirit. He didn't put my shoes on. He left that up to me. Why? Because he gave me the strength to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He didn't feed me, glory to God, with the natural food, but he fed me first with the spiritual food. So I'm able to eat the natural food now. Everybody stand on your feet. Glory. He's worthy. If you like prayer tonight, come on down and altar real quick. Glory to God. Prayer for anything. We always need prayer, especially to be saved. We all got